You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Good evening and welcome back from the long weekend. I hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July holiday and safe travels if you did travel. And hopefully everybody is still staying safe in the current pandemic. My name is Scott Ponywaz. I am the publisher of callputstrike.com as well as your host for the Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights Podcast. Without skipping a beat, let's dive into today's news. What a day in the markets it was. The market saw post-4th of July fireworks on Monday. The Dow Jones rose by 1.78%, the S&P 500 by 1.59%, and the NASDAQ by 2.21%. The Russell 2000 rose at 0.77%. However, it did not quite feel that rally as much as the main three indexes. So this was actually an all-time high for the NASDAQ composite as well today. The market saw a couple deals that influenced the rallies, including Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway making its first major deal amid the current market turmoil for the year. Berkshire Hathaway acquired natural gas storage and transmission assets from Dominion Energy, which caused the Berkshire Hathaway A-class shares to jump 2.4%. Meanwhile, on the other side of the fence, Dominion Energy actually dropped by 11% in response to the deal. Food delivery app Postmates was also acquired today by Uber Technologies, pending a $2.65 billion all-stock deal. This is likely going to give Uber Eats a gain in market share against competitors, and sources said the deal was struck as Postmates may be experiencing some cash flow issues. We'll dig into a little bit more on that deal in the second half of today's episode, which is our financial and market insights segment. So hang tight for that on the second half. Technology companies also led the charge today in today's markets, with Amazon surpassing the $3,000 per share price mark for the first time in its history and closed the day on the markets at $3,057.04, meaning it was up 5.77% on the day. Other tech companies that saw major gains: Apple, Netflix, Microsoft, and Google all saw gains of over 2% on the day as well. Netflix also hit an all-time high for itself. Over the holiday weekend, coronavirus did not see a slowdown across the U.S. COVID-related hospitalizations grew in more than 20 states, including some of the primary ones we've been hearing a lot about, which are Florida, Texas, Arizona, and Georgia. And those new cases surged to over 130,000 per day. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the White House health advisor, said the average age of coronavirus patients has also dropped by more than 15 years of age compared to a couple months back at the earlier stages of the pandemic. The Trump administration released the names of top money recipients of PPP, or Paycheck Protection Program loans. The Small Business Administration website also has a full listing, which you can access there, or you can head to callputstrike.com and access the link on our website. Notable companies that received the PPP funding included the Archdiocese of New York, P.F. Chang's China Bistro, boutique movie chain Alamo Drafthouse, and the Chopped Salad Company, and each of those reportedly received between $5 million to $10 million apiece. At a high level, the PPP by the numbers includes 4.9 million loans totaling more than $521 billion in claimed loans, with an additional $132 billion in funding that still remains in the coffers. The average loan size is $107,000. That wraps up the news segment of today's episode, and we will be right back on the second half of Call Put Strike after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to the second half of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights. On the second half of today's episode, we are going to take a deeper look at Uber's deal to acquire Postmates for $2.65 billion in stock. So, Uber Technologies has reportedly inked a deal that will allow it to acquire a food company called Postmates for $2.65 billion. Through an all-stock deal. The acquisition aligns with Uber's plan to double down on the food delivery business, and Postmates seems to be that perfect match since it has already built a strong reputation through its food delivery app. The initial reports about the colossal acquisition deal popped up during the weekend after Uber's board of directors had approved the deal. Uber already has a food delivery business called Uber Eats that many are familiar with, and that it has been working towards improving so that it can compete more effectively with rivals in the same segment. The food delivery business aligns with its ride-hailing business model, allowing it to tap into those synergies to generate more revenue. Uber is expected to reveal whether Postmates will be operated under the Uber Eats as part of the acquisition or whether it will entirely absorb it. Pierre Dimitri Gore Cody, the current executive in charge of Uber Eats, is expected to operate the expanded food delivery business. Sources familiar with the matter claim that Postmates CEO Bastian Lehmann will stay on board with his team to help run the food delivery business even after the acquisition deal is complete. So, then many might ask, what is the potential impact of the acquisition for Uber's business model? Well, Uber's acquisition of Postmates is quite strategic, especially in building a strong presence in the food delivery segment. It will also allow the ride-hailing company to compete more effectively with major rivals such as DoorDash, which currently leads the charge in the food delivery industry in the United States. Postmates also already has a strong presence in the American Southwest and also in Los Angeles. These are critical markets for food delivery, and this will boost Uber Eats' presence. Postmates' existing presence in key target areas such as Los Angeles highlights one of the most significant benefits of the acquisition. Uber is buying into an already existing food delivery network, and all it has to do is continue building it up to facilitate a more robust presence. So another question that came up was Postmates Uber's fallback plan? Well, a few weeks ago, there were reports that Uber lost an opportunity to acquire Grubhub, another food delivery service currently doing quite well. The acquisition would have given Uber the edge that it needs in the food delivery segment. Some have speculated that Uber decided to go after Postmates after failing to acquire Grubhub. However, that might not necessarily be the case. It turns out that Uber had been eyeing Postmates for quite some time, which might be why the ride-hailing company was not so keen on getting the Grubhub deal. Uber has been interested in Postmates for the past few years, and executives from both companies have previously met to discuss a potential acquisition deal. However, those talks have not yielded fruits in the past, but they now have a rather solid-looking deal. The acquisition should help Uber Eats to cover more ground at a faster pace. And with that, we wrap up today's episode of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. And don't forget to head to callputstrike.com and subscribe for our daily newsletter, which covers deeper dives into many of the bigger market trends and news items. Have a great evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.